everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back after a week off to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or a show we call Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 69 minutes or so with my co-host. Say hello to the one and only Extifer.
Hola.
How are you doing, Extifer?
Doing great, you?
Good. So you're on a new headset tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm on the official PS3 headset.
So you can't afford to play WoW right now, but you can afford to buy a new headset.
Actually, I still had birthday money that I was waiting to purchase this with.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to justify. I was just observation.
I'm just letting you know I didn't bother putting that birthday money into WoW, because I'd feel like I'd be throwing it away at this point.
Well, how have you been otherwise?
good.
But you're still here to
talk. By the way, have been bugging me about getting a new headset for the longest time, so you're the one to talk.
That's true. That's true. At least now I won't be able to hear you pounding away on Zuma in the background or what have you. So hopefully that'll help.
You might hear a different kind of pounding, but, you know, we'll see. And by pounding, I mean like pounding my fist on the wall.
Of course, that's what you meant. Yeah. All right.
And having sex.
Well, let's go to our guest tonight. First off, welcome back. He sure shows up here a lot. Say hello to Miklatov.
Hello.
How you doing, Miklatov?
I'm good.
What's
how
new
about
with you lately? I'm fine.
Do you answer that? What's the deal with you lately?
No, I said okay, maybe you need to clean your new headphones. I said, what's new with you lately?
No, I took it as, what's the deal with you?
What's the deal with your hearing?
I don't know. What is the deal? Sorry.
How's Kansas?
It's pretty flat.
Yeah.
And we just got a cool front coming in, so it's no longer 185 degrees outside. So it's pretty nice.
That's super awesome, I guess. All right.
I know, too bad they don't have WoW outside.
Well, there's these things called laptops, and you can take them outside, and you can do many things with them. You can surf the web, watch pornography, play WoW.
No, it's not good for WoW. It sucks.
I used to play WoW on my laptop all the time. While I was traveling on hotel Wi-Fi, it was terrible.
Sounds like a personal problem.
All right, let's say hello as well to somebody who's been on the show, I think, once before, but he's back with us tonight. Say hello to X-Link.
Hey, what's up? Episode 27, I believe, if I remember correctly.
And now I think tonight is 37. I don't know. I lost count. Is that bad? After a week off, I lost count of how many episodes this show has had.
I've never kept track.
I lost kind of a lot of stuff due to the fact that I was homeless for almost 2 months. So.
Tonight is episode 39.
39?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yeah, really. No,
that
no.
is 39 more than should have been.
Exactly.
39 hours wasted.
Should have been canceled week one. Well, anyway, we're still here and talking about World of Warcraft, although I don't know. I don't know if you'd want to call it a slow news week, but it's just kind of one of those, here we are in a lull. We've kind of used up the 4.2 content and waiting for the 4.3 content to get here, because it does sound like there's a lot of exciting stuff coming with 4.3. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just ramping to the point where now they're getting ready to start doing the testing for 4.3, so of course it's going to be slow. You always see that slowness in between the two, and then once the stuff starts hitting the PTRs, then you're going to start seeing the data mining coming out.
That's true, because it hasn't even hit the PTRs yet, and you're still going to have
also,
2 months of PTR.
And also, BlizzCon will hit next month.
Yeah, that's definitely true, too. So they might have, you know, keep everything under wraps for that, too. A lot of stuff that we should probably normally hear about. So,
of course, what am I saying, used up the 4.2 content yet? I have yet to down a Firelands boss, so I guess there's still plenty to be explored. I don't know. I still feel like I've got a lot of game left to explore, but I just kind of get the general feeling on the internet, and I know you're going to get to this in a little while, the news too, but just, you know, the subscriber numbers and everything, it's just kind of like, wow, you can just feel the lull in Warcraft right now. You can, and it's kind of, I wish I could say, gosh, it's new, but I feel like we've just had this wave this year of lull, patch lull, you know?
Well, you know, it's kind of sad too, because coming from being out of the game for almost nearly 2 months and coming back and then seeing what they were doing with 4.3, because I thought 4.3 was going to be like kind of like a big thing, and you know, they're going to add a lot more stuff and it's going to be great. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Dark Moon Fair is going to have its own island. I'm like, oh, yay. Great. Now I get to work on that rep just a little bit more quicker than before.
I kind of like the idea of a new Dark Moon Fair IDK. I mean, it's coming with a new raid, new five mans. I mean, it's going to be bigger than any of the other two patches. So,
hey, Rob.
What?
Rob, I'd what? Like to veto your use of IDK.
What would you like so to you replace know. It with?
IDK.
Thanks.
I'll let you know in a few. But IDK right now.
All right, look. Let's talk to our guests a little more because I'm done with X-Defer. Let me talk to X-Link a little bit. You said you were out of the game for 2 months. You had some personal stuff going on. So you're kind of returning to the game.
Yeah, personal stuff. I'll be straight up honest with you. I don't give a damn. I was homeless. I got evicted. Unfortunately, my girlfriend lost her job. You know, I was in between jobs for almost 2 years because of the economy, because of the way it was. And unfortunately, I couldn't pay my rent for my place where I was living. And I was evicted. And unfortunately, I had to move out. So I stayed in a mission. I guess you could call it a homeless shelter for nearly 2 months. And
it's a feel-good episode of the year, everybody. Thank you very much.
Well, no, but you know what? It was kind of cool in a way because my time while at that mission, it was kind of funny because I overheard somebody talking about WoW, and it was kind of funny because it made me connect with them a little more closer to them. And we became good friends because of the fact that we had that in common. And then it turns out to be that near the end of my stay, that one of the head people also played WoW, which that was also very interesting because I heard him talking about it out of the blue for no reason whatsoever. Because I was playing on my laptop, which I do play, so because it does run very well. So I really don't have like a really super huge gaming rig that I play when I play. I play it off my laptop that I bought from my tax money the year prior. So
if I'm understanding you correctly, you are saying you bonded with someone over World of Warcraft at a homeless shelter.
Yes, two people actually.
Only podcast in the world. You're going to hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Only podcast in the world. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your situation, but much like the game has had patch, lull, you had a lull, now you're patch, so hopefully you'll stay there for a long, long time. But you had a bit of bad news that you came back to when you came back to the game, right?
Yeah, the guild sucked. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, what happened was I was a friend of mine who, for right now, I will just not even say who, was very generous to get me started back because I was in between paychecks. And so I thought he had done it through the gift through online. And I noticed my account was back inactive during the day that it was supposed to be all done. And turned out to be somebody hacked my account because my authenticator, I had to drop it off in order to play, because when I moved into my new room where I was staying now, I lost my authenticator. So I asked them to remove it so I can still play. And that was a really, I guess, bad move on my behalf, because the night when I did it, somebody took advantage of it. They hacked my account. They were on it for a short period of time. They used a stolen credit card for the game time, which I didn't figure that out till later. So I ended up playing for almost a full day on somebody else's, basically on somebody else's credit card. Needless to say, on the short period of time when they got on and they did whatever they did, they changed my leather working, which was 525, which was at the max, to mining. And my bags with all my PvP gear and then everything in my bank that was either weapon or armor were totally gone. 90% of my archaeology stuff, the trinkets and whatnot that I just kept in there, were also destroyed and gone. And was my bags, my main bags, were filled with nothing but ore.
Yeah, so the hackers do weird shit. Like when my account got hacked, I was out in the middle of Sholazar Basin, apparently just they were using my skinning to just collect skins and skins and skins. But the key thing I'm taking out of what you're saying is that you've been out of the game for 2 months. You remove your authenticator so that you can come back because you lost your authenticator amongst all the drums of the past couple of months. Not even 30 seconds after that authenticator comes off, they're back in your account.
Yeah, they hacked into my account for the first time. My first time ever in the game was ever because I guess considered be hacked. Which
how
was,
does that happen so fast? Like I do and I don't understand. I'm honestly at this point I figure they have everybody's password. Anybody who's got a World
I
of
think
Warcraft
what
account,
happened was
they've got
they,
your password.
Just all by random. I think during the few minutes when before I got back in and when that happened, when they activated my account the way they did, I thought that it was some kind of fluke because there was like almost maybe an hour period in between the fact when it was dropped and before I noticed my account was active again.
Well, that's a hell of random
and I
thing.
Guess according to one of my guildies that I was on and off constantly for like 25 minutes, like just on for a few minutes off and then back on and back off and then back on and back off, which set off a red flag anyways. But needless to say, Blizzard, my first response to Blizzard was very cool. They restored all my items and they restored pretty much the money and they did what they could. But unfortunately, the guy, for some odd reason, did not restore my leatherworking back to 525, and he did not and give me the money that was back due from my auction sales. So I put in another ticket, and after talking and arguing with the guy with the GM itself, which I thought for sure I was going to get banned for because I was going to use some pretty foul language with him. He was finally.
Wait, why? Where was he? Just
because he wasn't. But he was saying that was my fault that I had mining and that the mining was done when I was on the game. And I was telling him, no, I wasn't. I said, check the time logs. I said I wasn't able to be on during that time. I said I was working. I said I could prove it. I could send you records from my work.
All right. So one of those GMs who doesn't.
Why would I, after all this time doing my leather working up to 525, trying to get every single pattern and then drop it for mining all of a sudden? That didn't make much sense. And I said that doesn't, there's no logic behind that whatsoever unless I decided to take mining, which didn't ever happen. So finally, after spending almost 25 minutes talking to him, he finally was like, okay. I need you to jump onto another character of yours so that way I can go in and we can get this fixed. And so he went in. He did give me back my leather working. He did give me back all the patterns and everything that I lost. I was able to reclaim and recoup all the gold. Of course, they had to take some gold away because of the ore that was sold because I was just taking them out of my bag to that bag room for taking my items from the first ticket. So I was, you know, so I'm like, fine. I said, you can take the money from the orc. I don't care. It wasn't that much anyway. So go ahead and take it. So
at the end of the day, everything's relatively back to normal,
yeah,
except for the fact that you got hacked, which sucks.
At the same time, too, though, I shouldn't have had to sit there and explain for 25 minutes as to whether or not it happened. They should have looked at it and said, okay, that was during the time of the hacking. Let me change it. And that should have been end of story.
Let me ask this question.
It kind of pissed me off as a consumer for that, and I know this is not a first, and I know this probably wouldn't be a last, but at the same time too that they should have looked and said, okay, he did have leather working for this amount of time. Why would he change that all of a sudden? So let's change this back.
You don't have an authenticator still though, right? Because this has all happened in the past like 2 weeks. You haven't had time to get a new one shipped to you, right?
No, I have because I didn't have the money until just now. And I do. I am ordering a new one, and it should be coming very shortly.
Right, but
still, I don't have one.
Have
now.
You been hacked in the interim?
No.
Did you change your password on your account?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well that's
in
probably.
In fact, it got changed twice actually. Once because of me changing it once they figured out what happened, and then me changing the pass, and then changing the password again once they told me that they were when they were going to restore my stuff. That
seriously, if
just
you...
don't look at all your porn in the meantime.
Yeah, well, I was going to say,
click any links.
Watch any site you log into with that password. I'm telling you common sense stuff, but here's the thing: I still can't get over this fact. That the curtain comes down and 1 hour later they're back in your account. Like that is just that's crazy to me. And I understand it might be an act of chance or whatever.
What happened was when my authenticator went off, it gave them clearance because there was nothing blocking them other than the password. Once they figured out what my password was, It was fair game at that point.
Yeah, but they're figuring out everybody's password. And my thing is that I don't know, call it tinfoil hat, conspiracy theorist, whatever. I think something major out there. I'm talking a major add-on everyone's using, a major enhancement to the game, a major website people are using. Yeah, something major is leaking our passwords. We just don't know what it is.
They're breaking into what they're doing is they're just taking the game and they're just logging on with random stuff and they're just hoping to get lucky.
They're climbing in your windows and they're snatching your passwords up.
Oh God.
Pretty much. It's the same reason.
IDK, why you just said that.
Okay.
The same thing, Rob. I don't know if you got this much, but I always got this, like, even with my syndicator and everything, I was still getting it. It was the in-game mail. Like, every time there was a new expansion or something comes out, it's, hey, go to this site and you got invited to the beta for Kata. And these, you know, and it's, of course, it's all fake sites, but, you know, I would never go on any of them because I knew it was fake from the get-go because Blizzard would never do that with in-game mail. But think about how many people were being screwed over because of that, you know, and Blizzard like sitting there, you know, waving their hands around going, hey, don't fall for it. But, you know, there's some 17-year-old that's right. Playing the game.
But my question is, you know all that and they still got you.
Yeah.
So how?
Yeah. Because the same reason you see them floating around in Ogamar or you see them floating around in Stormwind or, you know, Ironforge, it's because they know how to get in, they know how to get around the system. They're getting around these. They're getting inside their bait. They're getting inside the databases and they're doing it that way. They're hacking. It's what they're doing.
Hide your wife.
Pretty much.
Extifer, what do you think listening to all this, all this hacking stuff? Have you ever been hacked?
No, I have never been hacked. And wow, I got my Twitter hacked. That's the first ever time that I've ever gotten hacked. And I cleared that up right away. So,
well. Rob, you got hacked too.
I did.
You know exactly how.
Well,
I
did like 2 years ago, and I'm pretty. I always blamed it on my stupid ex because it didn't happen long after I played WoW on his computer, and I was just convinced he had something stupid because he kind of did dumb things, and I was convinced that me logging into WoW on his computer was how they got my password. In fact, Miklotov was the one that called me when it happened.
Yeah, I think too.
Did Miklotov fall asleep? Is he still there?
I'm still here. I'm just reading.
Okay.
A lot of times, too, once we have those 85 characters, once we get tapped out with everything, too, it kind of sends like a flag in the air, kind of like, hey, go and try to get into this person's account. This guy might have something.
Miltov, you've never been hacked, though, right?
Not once.
How?
But I also was an early adopter of an authenticator. Mm-hmm. I mean, soon as it was put on the iPhone store, I was like, bam, I need it. And I've never gotten rid of it. I mean, I disconnected like once in a while just to like change some things around, but that's it.
Well,
I always have it.
Authenticator wasn't out during Burning Crusade.
It was.
I got hacked during Wrath. I forgot. I got hacked at the beginning of Wrath.
Yeah, I got my authenticator right when they were coming out with them because when we went to BlizzCon, they were just getting released and everybody got authenticators with their goodie bags. That's the same one that I've been using.
Even very few rare cases people have been hacked even with authenticators, but it's been less. Well, it's a lot less of a percent.
That's this whole the way people get hacked with authenticators is this whole crazy like Rude Goldberg Saw movie trap thing, like complicated thing that goes that you're on a website that literally they're typing in your password as you're putting it in. Like,
yeah,
so you gotta watch what you're going to online.
It's impossible to get hacked with an authenticator unless you're using a rooted phone, apparently. There's a way that you can get hacked, but it was explained to me because one of my friends is really tech wizard, and he was explaining it to me, and from what I got, it's impossible unless your phone has been rooted, like or jailbroken, I guess, if you have an iPhone. There's like some kind of thing that gets compromised when you do that. So they're able to go in and figure out what code it is. But even at that, they'd have to type it in right away. And it, you know, otherwise, you know, once a code changes, then they're SOL.
I want to get past this hacking stuff because, God, it just makes me angry that, you know, and if you buy gold online, you are supporting this. Like, stop buying WoW gold because you support hackers and all this stuff. Like, please, please, please do not buy WoW gold online. But
quit doing it, Rob.
What's that?
Quit doing it then.
I don't. Shut up. Now. I don't. All right. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if you were referring to this when you said you got hacked, but my Xbox account, if you listen to Orange Ange Radio, you know that my Xbox account was hacked almost a month ago. Just got resolved today, 25 days later. I'm being told that I'll get a refund in the next 10 days. No, but they locked down my account. They're refunding my money. People charged up $150 on my Xbox account.
Wow.
And I've had to sit on that for 25 days.
Wow.
Like,
man, that's crazy.
Blizzard's credit, at least they fixed shit in 48 hours.
Right.
But no money's involved there. Well, yes and no.
Were you able to take off your credit card or anything? Did they allow you to do stuff like that?
Because no. But you know what's – well, do keep in mind, I'm not as worried about the credit card because, A, it expires like very, very soon where even if they had the number, they're not going to be able to do anything with it for very long. And, B, only ever the last four digits show up anywhere in Xbox.
Yeah.
You only ever see the full number when you put it in. Like, you can't
– No, I know that. Number. I'm saying that so that way it would keep from like, you know, from them trying to go back into it or something. You know what I'm saying? Because
I'd say the best way to go about, you know, your WoW account or anything aside from authenticating is, you know, usually companies, and I know that Microsoft does this too, is you can buy just game cards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just buy the game cards. It's the same amount.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one.
True. Why not?
I mean, if you're afraid of your information, however unlikely it might, you know, be obtained, then, you know, go ahead and buy the game card. I mean, it's not that big a deal. You can run to GameStop or Walmart even.
If in the bottom line and all this too, business sense wise, you know, anything can happen at any given time. You can go to any place, restaurants, whatever, and, you know, and get your data stolen. But the bottom line is just be conscious of what you're doing. That's all there is to it, you know, and make sure, you know. Take the extra $6-7, get an authenticator. I know I made a mistake. I shouldn't have had the drop. I did because I was really interested in playing. And now I've got, you know, I'm definitely going to pay another one. And I don't mind paying the $7-8 for it or $9 or whatever much money it's going to cost me. But, you know, if it saves me from being hacked again, then so be it. Because during, you know, my first, you know, 2.5 years or 3 years playing, I never got touched by anybody. So
don't be too hard on yourself, X-Link, because, like, seriously, it took him an hour. It took 1 hour to get in there. That's insane.
Oh, and
to
you
me.
Know what? It made me laugh more than anything else because it's like, what the hell do I? Seriously, my gold was like 200-300 in the bank, maybe. For me, because I did the smart thing when I was going to go and take when I took the hiatus when I knew what's going to happen, and of course you were there, Rob, because I told you about this. I took 90% of my gold and dumped into the guild bank.
Yeah, because so, I had to go get it out for you when you got back.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, which I turned around and got a mount, so it went right out the window. The money though, because I figured if they did try to open my account while I was gone, that they wouldn't get anything from it. There would be nothing in there. It's like, okay, well, he got to put the PvP gear and, you know, he doesn't have any money on him. So, you know, it's not like they're going to be taking the money from my own account, you know, from what I have saved and transfer it off to somebody else. So.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear things are on a path too. You're going to get a new authenticator and that shit won't happen again. So,
I hope not.
Let me go over to Miklatov. Wake up, Miklatov. I want to talk to you for a minute.
I'm awake.
Talk to X-Link for a minute. Just because you have never been hacked on anything.
Actually, it's funny because I got an email today from Rift people saying that my account was hacked. And I was like, what? I don't even have an account. That's funny. But it came not to my spam. It was like official looking.
It was legit?
I called them. They're like, no, there's no activity. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Oh, okay. So it was just a really well-done spam email or something?
Yeah, because it didn't even go to my spam. It went straight to my inbox.
Let me ask you about this. What's been kind of new with you in game lately? You've been playing a lot more Horde lately than Alliance, right?
Yeah, because I missed Horde. But first of all, we have late-breaking news because it's not on the show roll.
Okay.
They did a preview very recently, like within the past 20-ish minutes, of Warrior Tier 13.
Oh, really?
And it's Deathwing. That's what the armor is you look like Deathwing. It's red, and people are going to be mad because it's red still.
Where's the picture? MMO cool. Champion, WoW Insider.
I went to WoW Insider, but Blizzard. It's on Blizzard's main site. They're the ones doing the preview. But okay, anyway, because I don't care about it. It's just kind of cool looking.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, the picture there is. I kind of like that, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it looks good, but like, it's red.
Oh, and we just I was going to say, isn't it a bummer that it's not blue?
No, because Deathwing's
not
blue.
There'll be recolors, I think, probably.
I don't know. I think that looks kind of awesome.
Yeah, it does look good. It just, it's red, and that's
it
the
looks
entire
like that
tier
should
we're
be
on
more,
right now.
It looks like that should be more of a Death Knight.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the Death Knights are going to look like with that, but interesting.
But that's awesome.
Well, look at you, Connie Chung. You're on the cutting news edge there.
I know.
Except that's not my name.
All right.
Okay, Julie Chen.
You've been playing.
Also not my name.
You've been playing Horde more lately, and specifically on the official Horde House server, on the Drendon server, US best little Horde House that's in the Guild Finder. Plug, plug.
Best little server.
Well, ironically, it was supposed to be the worst little server, which is why we rolled there, but it's actually not that bad.
No, I've seen like Taric Gosa staffs all over the place.
I know,
so
and on,
it can't be
on,
that bad.
On our Alliance server, it's like, oh, God, ain't nobody doing nothing over here.
According to Gildox, this is gonna you're going to find this funny. The ones that I play on Blade Edge for my Alliance, it's ranked number 411. Drendon is 379. So
Drendon is not last place. So that wiki was Wikipedia lied to me. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Pretty much. The two that are dead near the bottom are more new servers, and that's Drakthal and Crotomagus.
All right. So Miklatov, why Drendon? Why Horde?
I miss my Horde characters a lot.
Why?
That's really it. Because they're better than Alliance. Plain and simple.
You're not giving like reasons. You're just saying
they need Horde, actually.
Well, let's see. They're better because they have Blood Elves, and there, I'm done. There's more reasons than that. Oh, and goblins.
Do you get a little lonely over on Drendon though? Because it's no secret that you know we're not the instance. We're not WoW Insider, so our guild does not have 2,000, 5,000 people in it. You know, we do have some
two
loyal freaking people there. Yeah, like at least two very loyal people there that are awesome. Hopefully more in the near future, but
yeah, it gets a little lonely and there's no real guild perks, so leveling kind of sucks, but I still like it better because I'm Horde and that's the way it should be.
Okay, so what is up with all this late breaking news right now? Okay, so Salacious Pops in WoW right now, and the what is this called? The event is going on right now in Stormwind. The first legendary on the server is being built in Stormwind right now.
Nice.
It's crazy. There's like a phantom dragon floating over Stormwind.
And there's lots of blue drakes flying around too. Saw that on Drendon the other day.
Salacious Pop, can you explain real quick what's going on here?
The mage in the server first guild on the top progressed guild on Blade's Edge, their mage just did the final Ragnaros kill to get the legendary staff, so they went to the chapel, and now there's a big avatar of Taragosa with the mage gnome on top, and this is, I don't know how long this lasts in Stormwind, but it's just a sign that someone has unlocked the legendary. So
it lasts.
Big avatar of Taragosa with a gnome riding on her, big ghost dragon that you can see from miles away when you fly over Stormwind.
How big is someone's e-penis right now?
When I saw it in Orgrimmar, it was like, God, I was there for like a good 10-15 minutes, it felt like. Because I was just flying around for no reason, like I normally do.
Mm. So,
yep.
You like Horde because they're just better, huh?
Yes, they're just better. There's just nothing much to that.
The more I've played Alliance, though, the more I've grown to love them.
I even don't love them, but I tolerate them now.
Fine. All right, let's
organs
talk.
Organs are okay.
Sorry, I'm hungry. All right, let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth and what is new in the World of Warcraft for us and what we have been.
We haven't even gotten there yet. Oh my God.
Well, what do you want to talk about then, Extifer?
Our weeks in Azeroth.
All right. Well, Extifer, how was your week in Azeroth?
I wasn't in Azeroth all week. I was going to the gym as per usual. And
playing anything on PlayStation 3 during your hiatus?
I've been playing a lot of hardcore still, and I got this headset So I've been testing it out. The PS3 headset works really well with the computer, so it actually would work with WoW pretty well, I would imagine.
How exactly are you testing it out? Are you going into like Mortal Kombat online matches going, "Hey boys, who wants to chat?"
No. I was testing the sound, cuz it's actually a 7.1 virtual surround sound headset.
Ooh.
So yeah, so like any video game that utilizes, you know, multi-channel, you know, audio output will sound really, really good. Like I tried it on Uncharted 2, and I did a multiplayer like arena or deathmatch or whatever, and it's really cool because you can hear like little subtle sounds like coming from behind you, or you know in front of you, or to the sides or whatever. Like, it's awesome. And so I'd imagine like it would work really well with WoW, but because the headset is compatible with the PC as well. I'm not sure if the virtual surround sound works with the PC though. I think that might be an exclusive thing to the PS3, but I also tried it with Netflix, and Netflix, it's weird because the way that they stream their audio, it doesn't quite work well with the headset. So that's kind of a bummer, but as far as video games, it's nice. So that's my week in Azeroth.
Well, thank you for that review.
Oh, no problem.
It was fun and informative.
And it's cheap, too, compared to other headsets that are like 7.1.
How much was it? Because I just bought a new Sound Blaster headset for like $50 because the cats chewed my old one up while I was at Disneyland. No joke.
Well, this one is $100. But the cheapest that you'll find after that is about $150.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that official WoW headset with like the little like changeable Horde and Alliance symbols and everything. I saw that on sale for like, I want to say like $89 at Fry's, and I kind of wanted it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But I got this instead.
It's a good headset in terms of sound. But as in terms of the mic, I've heard that it's not as great. But then again, a lot of headsets have problems with their mics.
So. Yeah, and everybody's Ventrilo sucks anyway, so mine might as well be bad too.
Yeah, and the beauty of the WoW headset is that you can make your voice sound like different characters in the game, so it's kind of cool.
Can you make yourself sound like a girl?
A female gnome, I think. you can make yourself sound like... It came out during Wrath, so it's very Wrath-centric.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make yourself sound like, I think...
Arthas?
Not Arthas. Oh, maybe Arthas, but like I think it's a little mechanical gnome dude in Ulduar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can't remember what his name is because I haven't played WoW. But you know who I'm talking about, and you can make yourself sound like the end boss in The Culling of Strathholm. Can't remember.
You know
his
that
name.
Guy.
Yeah, that dude. You know. Mal'Ganis, that's what it is. And it's actually really funny because we had a girl in our guild that had the headset, and she was making herself sound like that, and it was creepy but funny. So, because she sounded exactly like him.
I think I saw an iTunes review on this show that went something like that. It's creepy but funny.
Yeah.
All right. Miklatov, how was your week in Azeroth?
I don't know. Well, I don't remember what I did, so that doesn't help.
Leveling any characters, running any raids?
Oh, yeah. What did I do? I made a Shadow Priest. That's it.
Just
I ran a raid or something.
You made a Shadow Priest. You're just like, what kind of healer don't I have? Well, Shadow Priests kind of heal.
No, they did a WoW Insider like beginner Shadow Priest guide, and I was like, okay, I'll try it again, and I'm having a good time, and that's it.
Wait, I thought you didn't like priests anymore. So I guess you do.
No, but I'm having fun right now at level 19.
Well, see, he recently read Twilight, and he's like, I want to be a vampire.
No, I read Twilight a long time ago, not recently.
Ooh, you really did read Twilight?
Yeah,
I was
read the whole
around.
Thing.
Ah, why?
Boredom?
Because he wants to be a Mormon.
Why did you willingly sat through 4 books of the Twilight Saga? Or how many?
They weren't as bad as everybody says. Like, seriously, they're just fluffy entertainment. And
like
that's
Harry
it.
Potter, I get that. Twilight, judges.
You know, I work at a place that is, like, heavily run by Mormons. Actually, it's owned by a Mormon. And so, like, they have a lot of, like, nepotism. Like, they hire within their families and stuff like that. So you have a lot of Mormons that work there. And
yet somehow you're there.
Yet, yeah, somehow I'm here. And then there's another manager there that's gay, so who go figure. But we have no discussions ever whatsoever about Twilight, and it always surprises me. Like, I'm like, this is the biggest, like, Mormon, famous Mormon in the world or whatever, and yet nobody talks about it.
Okay,
it's,
I don't,
like, unspoken.
I don't understand this whatsoever. So you go to work expecting maybe today will be the day the Mormon people want to talk about vampires.
No, but I mean, it's something that you would, because you work around these people all the time, and you know, the it's no secret that Stephanie Myers is Mormon, right? So it's like, I don't know, like, you would think, like, that you would occasionally maybe hear people talk about it, you know, especially because Twilight's so big, but I never have heard anybody talk about it. I don't know, maybe it's stereotypical of me, but whatever. So, on to the WoW stuff again.
Excellent, how was your week in Azeroth?
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, I'm in Stormwind right now looking at the big
He's
fucking blue-ass dragon with the Matrix symbols all around it. Which
I thought maybe you were reading Twilight. Well, how was your week in Azeroth besides logging into Stormwind real quick?
It was really good. Actually, I've been, of course, that's like I said during the first time when I was on, you know, I'm a major achievement whore, so I've been pretty much running around doing the new Firelands and try to get some achievements done. I'm trying to go back and probably going to be starting my fishing here and try to get that stuff done and over with. And then I'm going to try to get 2 rares for my archaeology so I become a professor. And pretty much I'm trying to go for perfect. So it's going to take a long while because a lot of the shit that I'm missing is PvP. So
now, for those that didn't hear you on the first time, you play an undead rogue, right?
No, nice try, but let's try that again. Let's try.
Oh, hello, because you're an alliance. Herp a derp. You play a night elf rogue.
Yes.
And what spec are you within rogue?
I'm actually combat, and then assassin. But I think I'm gonna be cheating around.
But
again,
that's like it. You don't play anything. But
oh god, damn it! Sorry, I got a Charlie horse in my leg.
Because you have Tourette's, Extifer.
Yeah, I do. Apparently. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Excellent.
Sorry.
What spec is you? Oh, a combat rogue.
Man.
God damn it. Why are you mad, though?
You mad, bro?
Oh, that hurts so bad. I don't know where my mute button is. Like on this.
Mormon headset. People put a curse on you.
They did.
All right. Oh. Look.
Give me a dick joke.
X-Link. Oh, one character. Okay, so you have a rogue, and that's really it. Like, you don't play the alt game, like, at all, right?
I kind of do, but I really don't. I mean, I do have a few alts, which I can't even remember off the top of my head what they are. I think I have a druid and something else, but I just use that just for fun when I get, like, totally bored.
But, like, nothing past level 50, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not like with the rest of the people, like John and the rest of them, who have, like, 15 alts on 5 different servers. And
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm not that type of person. I don't really have the patience for it.
Or like Niklatov, who has a holy pally on every single server in WoW.
Yeah, who I believe
told me this week, that the game told him he had too many characters.
See, but the problem when that comes to playing video games for me is I'm really OCD about shit. And so, like, if I start one character, I have to do it all the way through. Like, in other words, I want everything for it. Because if I don't, then I don't think it's done. So.
And for you, it's achievements. Like, achievements are they aren't a want to have, they're a need to have for you, right?
I want to. I want to be number one. I want to be number one in the realm.
Want it all.
And overall on, you know, for the world. So, yeah, I really want all of them. So, all
right. Well, good luck.
Especially spending time doing ICC and Ulduar stuff, which was like out of pugs, which I know you totally hate, Rob, but it was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. Did we talk about that pug the last time you were on?
No, I've been hearing past episodes. I got caught up. So
one of those. Yeah, that pug was horrible. All right. Now it's time for Exfer's favorite part of the show, My Week in Azeroth. Yay! Shut up. My Week in Azeroth was pretty good. I went to my warrior, who I've been talking about the past couple weeks on the show.
That is so cool. Okay, now time for the news.
And my warrior is now level 85. Woohoo! And not only is she 85...
Oh, I didn't realize you had more.
She's already geared for heroics, and I tanked my first heroic this week. Miklatov was there. I made him heal. I was like, you need to sign on, because I'm not doing a heroic without you healing.
You didn't make me heal. I offered. Offered.
You offered because I said I was going to cry if you wouldn't do it.
No, because that would make me not do it.
Well, however it got done, you came and healed, and I think we had Dark Sakura doing pew-pew mage stuff, and we had a couple pugs. And thank God, Vortex Pinnacle popped for my first heroic. And, like, I can't tell you the sigh of relief that came over me when I saw that loading screen, because I'll tell you, for a minute, I was real scared that it was going to be fucking Grim Butthole.
Yeah, I was going to say Grim Butthole, but...
Oh.
That place isn't... as bad as Stone Core.
Yeah, Stone Core is pretty bad too, but I don't know. At least Stone Core I feel like is manageable. But then again, as a tank, I would have fucked up that Osric fight. I would have absolutely, positively fucked up that Osric fight.
Yeah, I like Grim Butthole.
It's so hard now, so I mean.
I like Grim Butthole when everybody knows what they're doing. But as a first time heroic tank.
So you feel really cocky then, huh, Rob? So should we do a troll heroic tonight?
No, we shouldn't. I don't even think I'm geared for troll heroics yet. I think I'm a couple gear score away. Firelands pity purples have gone a long way in helping me gear, but I still have a ways to go. I bought like a 353 BOE on the auction house. I had my main, who's a blacksmith, make my warrior. Go figure. I made my warrior, don't laugh, a tailor enchanter. Like, why did I do that? I don't even know. I can make
that's
myself.
That's what I did. I mean, my working in Taylor, but that's because we did back when I first started with the guild and everything. We didn't have really too many people that was doing tailoring.
What were you going to say?
My holy paladin is tailoring enchanting. It's fine.
But
it's
he's a blood elf, right?
Yes.
At least you can justify the bonus to enchanting.
Yeah, no, I just wanted the enchants.
And a lot of the
embroidery.
Well, yeah, a lot of the embroideries and perks that you get from that are mage-based, which is why it's terrible for a warrior. But at least the warriors, you can do stamina enchants on your rings, and you can do the sword guard embroidery, and that's what I did, so whatever. Anyway,
yeah, whatever.
I did that, and then trying to make this short for Extifer, I played on Drenden like 3 days in a row. So for all you guys that are like, you don't love us anymore, you never come play on the Horde House Guild, I was totally on for 3 days in a row, and that may or may not be because Shane gave me a guild trip.
Yeah.
Congrats.
At least I'm signing on Extifer. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. You told me.
I hit level 77, too, if anyone cares.
Congrats.
Yep. And,
you're not going to talk about the drop?
Talk about raid?
Yeah. Raid?
Yeah, I did some raiding. I mean, nothing new in raid. Well, Firelands trash, but I think I talked about that a little bit last week. And then we did a raid quickly last night. We got all the way up to Cho'Gall, but wasn't able to get him down. Our raids are only 2.5 hours long. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, if we had had maybe like two more pulls, we would have got through Cho'Gall. But, you know, yeah. we got further in a night than we had before. Oh, I know it's pretty cool. Extra, mm-hmm. Love this. On the logs last night, we do all our logging on World of Logs, and my healing as a holy pally on Halfus made the freaking leaderboards. And I was like, wow,
nice.
That's kind of awesome. And then I told, I turned to Salacious Pop, and I go, my healing made the leaderboards on the Halfus. And you know what his reaction was?
Huh.
Well, you're kind of overpowered for that fight now.
Oh, that means he doesn't love you.
Clearly. And I'm looking at the leaderboard. I'm like, half of these records were done in the past week. So I'm still special. God damn it.
You know, I was laughing because I noticed on recount that I was like number 4 for like DPSing and stuff. But yet I was like, I know from beyond a shadow of a doubt compared to some of the other people that I was raiding with that I was a few levels under them. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that it has improved this much. So
it is kind of interesting what those logs, the World of Logs, will show you. That is a pretty impressive sight.
Yeah.
Good times. All right, now we can talk about the news. I'm done. Next of her.
Okay. So, what's in the world of news? I need to pull up my link again.
Yeah,
I love how Extifer will just cut me off for my week, and then, okay, we got to hurry up and do the news. Oh, shit, I don't have the news ready. Oh, shit, shit.
Except for me not having the news ready is more interesting than you talking about your week.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's probably. I'll give you that one. So, a few things in the news. There was a recent interview with Tom Chilton, I guess, and a few other people about, you know, the future of World of Warcraft and, you know, where things are going. And they talked about the 4.3 patch and how the Deathwing encounter is going to take place in multiple stages. So basically you'll be fighting Deathwing on his back in like one encounter, and then in another encounter you might be fighting his face or something, I don't know. And each encounter will give you loot as if it was a boss fight. So
Extifer, if one of the stages is raiding his butthole, will you go back?
No, because I don't like dragon ass.
Oh.
I'd be afraid he'd fart fire all over me. Have disgusting fart fire on me. They talked about the Mists of Pandoria could be anything, you know, so which is kind of maybe a hint that it's not the expansion.
They didn't say it's not the expansion.
Right, 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 right. I think that
it's a non-answer
they're trying to maybe throw people off, but
they just said traditionally they've not. Yeah.
Right,
it.
Right. I think if you read between the lines, you could take it either way, really. It could. Go ahead.
Can I go back to the Deathwing fight real quick? Because I don't care about pandas.
I wanted to say regards to the Deathwing fight. By the way, they're gonna have five mans that build up to that massive Deathwing encounter raid thing. So go ahead, Rob.
Will that be the entire raid? Like, you know how like a new raid will come with like seven bosses? Does that mean that every boss is Deathwing? Like in this stage, they'll be fighting his right arm.
It's not clear, but I mean, they say that you'll start at Wormrest Temple and progress fighting towards the Maelstrom. So, I don't know, maybe it is going to be just a raid where it's just Deathwing-centric. I mean, they've never done anything like that before, so maybe it'll be fun.
That would mean no trash either. Maybe. I don't know. Can Deathwing summon trash onto himself?
Maybe he'll summon other bosses to, you know, make.
Is he like Pigpen from the Peanuts where the trash just kind of floats around with him?
Maybe he's like the monster from Cloverfield that has little parasites on him that make you explode.
Possibly.
Spoilers. His face doesn't look like a vagina, so therefore he's not the Cloverfield monster.
You know what? The Cloverfield monster looks like the
a vagina. The Cloverfield monster looks like a vagina.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the priest's shadow fiend. That's what it looks like to me. But anyways, see, I take everything and I take it back to WoW. Look at me. Good at that. Otherwise, there was a bunch of information, of course, leaked about Diablo 3. Lots of players are leaking. Well, I guess not a lot of players, but some players are leaking like screenshots and videos of the closed beta, I guess. But they say that there's no NDA for this one, so they're not breaking any rules or anything. So Blizzard doesn't care. So otherwise, am I missing anything?
Brony. Well, they actually did a mine that there's actually supposed to be a hidden part of the fourth act, which is supposed to have to do something with ponies, but nobody knows for sure.
But that's Diablo. So.
Whatever. Sorry, I was looking over some of the hot fixes for September 9th, and it's kind of weird because some of those things on here was making me laugh. So
wait, September 9th, it's September 8th, or is this like Europe information?
It's
on MMO, so.
I also wanted to say that for those of you that are going to BlizzCon, that got suckered into paying $150 per ticket, you guys are great people. They are.
You're just bitter.
Whatever. I'm not going to spend $150 for a freaking BlizzCon.
Because you've already done it twice.
No, I didn't spend that much. $100 at the most. But anyways, or maybe it was $125. You know what? I'm not keeping track of these things. So I wanted to say that as soon as I get my link up, my phone is like going crazy. Okay, so they're gonna
say,
have.
I'm hearing a lot of popping. If somebody's moving around, mute your mic. I don't know.
There's going to be a early sale for people that are going to BlizzCon that are going to be able to buy their merchandise, and it's going to be extra early this year as compared to other BlizzCons. It's going to be on September 16th. So, I mean, for those of us that want to see what they're going to sell there, I mean, we'll be able to see, you know, what's becoming available, you know, for those people.
No one cares.
It's also might be an indication of what they're going to give you in the goodie bags, because in years past, they have given out things that are available on the store. So that might be an indication. But otherwise, I mean, go you if you have a ticket.
2012 Warcraft calendar.
You know what's so funny is that Activision recently held their Call of Duty expo, you know, for the, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that because they've seen such a success with WoW having these, or, you know, Blizzard having these conventions, they did it for Call of Duty, and it was apparently very successful, but your ticket that you bought actually got you the special edition, you know, hardcore edition of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Hmm.
Like, you actually got the video game for getting a ticket to go there. Would you ever see that from BlizzCon? I don't think so. But that
they haven't given the game, but they have given beta codes that are good for months and months.
It's not a game, though. I mean, it's a special edition. Like, have you seen that thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, we talked about it a lot on Orange Launch Radio this week. At orangelaunchradio.com, live Sunday nights.
Yeah,
it came up, and we talked about, I was like, God damn, that's a lot of crap. I said, but then again, if they put something like this out for Elder Scrolls Skyrim or the next WoW expansion, I'd probably buy it.
Well, you know, and Call of Duty is apparently, like, more successful than even WoW, apparently.
It's huge. Like, you don't want to underestimate how big those games are.
Think about how much money they're going to make from the other people anyways. I mean, they're just going to sneeze at that money. So, I mean, to get right off come the end of the year for taxes and whatnot, still get that money back. I mean, it's not like they're going to be losing anything from it.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're going to be doing something bigger this year, because the goodie bags have gotten so much smaller, you know, than they used to be. It'd be interesting to see what they do this year. So
I'm kind of afraid, actually, because they're in between. They're not really, you know, I don't really think they're going to announce the next big expansion for a while. You know, I mean, the only thing they really got going for them is Diablo 3. I don't really think they're going to do too much with that new MMO they're always talking about, but I mean,
I think they'll announce an expansion. I think everybody's leaning towards that.
Yeah, but it's time to announce a new one finally.
Yeah, but and they'll probably, I don't know. I mean, who knows what they're gonna do with the new MMO?
Great. Now Extraverse connection sucks tonight, and he sounds like a robot. Is that just me?
No, it was. No, I was hearing it too.
I am not a robot.
Yes, you are.
No.
Okay, well, anyways, I think that's it for the news. So, be gone.
No, don't be gone. We have plenty more show to do. Let's talk about the topic of the week. Every week here on Horde House, we bring up a topic of the week, and we invite your emails and tweets about the topic of the week at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, or our Twitter is twitter.com/hordehouse. This week's topic of the week: describe your perfect WoW server or realm. You know what? You know, sometimes we don't talk a lot about, you know, especially with everything being a cross server these days, the Dungeon Finder and PvP and all that stuff. There's not a lot of server pride. So what would go to making your WoW server perfect? What would be a perfect WoW server for you? X-Link, I'll start with you.
Oh, Jesus, of course. Wow, that's kind of hard to say. Because actually, I was laughing at the whole role-playing stuff you guys were talking about weeks back and with Syl and all that. And so I would have wanted to see probably more role-playing, even on non-role-playing servers, and her doing voiceovers for everything.
Her and Pika Uno.
No, just her.
All right. Let's see.
It has to be really dirty and raunchy, too.
Oh, stop. Miklotov.
Why do
the hosts and co-hosts and guest hosts of the show constantly feel the need to really scare our overseas friends? I don't understand. All right. Miklotov, describe your perfect server or realm.
My perfect server or realm would be no alliance and
hey.
No tanks wearing PvP gear and no little kids or stupid adults. So pretty much just a server to myself.
No tanks wearing PvP gear? Have you had bad experiences with this?
Yes. I hate tanks that wear PvP gear. I can't heal them, and they suck, and they're dumb. They need to die.
So there are people that use PvP gear to, like, push the item levels?
Yep. Looking at all the troll heroics.
Yeah.
Good times. Extifer, what would your perfect WoW server or realm be like?
My perfect WoW server realm would be no anal jokes, no any joke that or meme or whatever that's going on, because I don't care about things like that. Nobody using OMG, because I hate that. And
OMG, what's your problem?
Pretty much nobody using any internet lingo, like
Extifer, you mad, bro?
So you would have to take a grammar quiz to get on this WoW server.
Exactly. And also, everybody's courteous and nice.
You would be banned from your own server.
I would say no alliance, but I like that there's two sides, so I will go with still Horde and Alliance, even though I would choose Horde.
My perfect WoW server or realm, this is really easy, my perfect WoW server or realm would be fucking cross-regional, so you could finally play with people overseas.
Would be fucking cross-regional?
No, it would be, it would be a cross...
Who is cross-regional?
Thank God your connection sucks and I can't understand you. It would be cross-regional between the US and the UK and Australia and every country. And it would be like the United Nations of Realms. And we could play with our friends overseas finally. And I also would ban Chuck Norris jokes. I would ban ASCII art macros. You know, when people like draw the big penises with equal signs and so forth, I would ban that. And it would be free of gold farmers. And gosh, I sound like a beauty queen promising what I do for America. And
no children's a week.
And if you could bake a cake.
Bake a cake.
Or whatever. I forget.
Oh my God, a server that sends me real cake. That would be amazing. I love that. I don't know. Oh, and I would say plus 300% XP is turned on all the time. That would also be great.
So just constant God mode on.
Not
XP.
God mode, just so that I could have a bunch of alts at level 85 and I don't have to like really level them. Like I have to level them like a little bit, but just not that hard.
So you want to be more like a private server?
I guess.
To level my characters really hard.
I bet you do. Yeah. Let's get to emails and tweets. We're going to get to the Twitter first, twitter.com/hordehouse, and we're going to get to some responses for last week's Twitter topic. And the topic of the week had to do with what lore do you want to see expanded on in the game? What do you want to see? What storyline do you want to see have some more? Pigaruno addressed this in his live blog, putting it the topic of the week. I remember the old I don't even remember this word, Aranicus/Sunken Temple questline ended abruptly. That could have been done with a bit more to it. I really enjoyed the Harrison Jones quest too, but yeah, more epicness all around, please. Well, you're a fan of the Harrison Jones quest, right, Miklatov?
No.
Why
not? I hate
not?
Them. They're stupid.
Why? I love Oldham.
I love Oldham. That's not to do with that. It's just, it ruins the game. I don't want pop culture like that.
And my perfect server would have lots of pop culture references because they're funny.
No.
You're like Omega from my server. He hated that. He complained so badly about that when that happened. When he saw that for the first time, like, seriously, when he saw Harrison Jones for the first time, he's like, God damn it, Blizzard! And he was screaming on Ven. It's like, whoa, man.
Like, I wish you would have recorded that. It'd be kind of funny to hear, like months later, like, you're really mad. This is really causing you issues.
Was it me, too, that was saying about being against all these cutscenes? Or was I mistaken? Did you actually like all these cutscenes?
What, in Oldham?
Complaining about all the different cutscenes in Oldham and stuff.
I like the cutscenes in Oldham, but there were some that I skipped the second time through on my warrior because I just kind of wanted to get on with the quest. But the first time was awesome. Like,
I've seen it for the first time though.
Yeah, absolutely. This was really amusing to me on Twitter. There was a little back and forth going on between RZBG or Razorbug and a certain company. Get this. Apparently our show has got the attention of a particular company. I'll give you a hint. It's a restaurant that's been mentioned on this show before.
Taco Bell? Yeah.
Mongolian close. Barbecue.
Taco Bell's really close, but it's a step above it. Chipotle.
Yay, Chipotle!
So it is McDonald's.
The official restaurant of
I'm sorry. I don't care if they're listening to this show. Like, every time I go to Chipotle,
you have bathroom trauma. You can go to hell. No. Chipotle is awesome, and I want free Chipotle, so you're not going to ruin this for me.
Okay.
Bastard.
Well, look, you know what? You can have my free Chipotle. Well, I'll take the lime chips. Those are pretty fucking good, I will say that. All right, but look, I guess what's going on back and forth, Razorbug mentioned both us and Chipotle in a tweet, and then they're tweeting him going, oh, is Horde House a big fan? And I really wanted to tweet back and say no. But that's kind of rude. But I guess he told Chipotle that's how he heard about that chain because he's in London. It's overseas. It's not as big over there, but I guess it's growing. And Chipotle like messaged him back going, hey, have you visited the new location on Baker Street? And Razorbug's like, no, I went to Charing Cross Road. I'm like, really? How did we start this conversation with our Warcraft program?
Mention Extofer and tell him that he accepts gift cards even from London. Ugh. What? I'm broke. You know what I mean? You gotta get
not
money.
Too shy to beg for a free burrito.
I ain't too proud to beg.
All right.
Yo. If I need it in the morning or the middle of the night, I ain't too proud to beg for my Chipotle.
Miklatov, are you a Chipotle fan?
I was until I was on a diet now, so I can't eat them because they're too calorie rich.
I'm also on a diet, but I will still eat Chipotle. So, you know, there you go.
We need to get a fast food chain I really like to get the attention of Horde House, but I can't think. Pinkberry. I would totally take free Pinkberry. We need to get
there on your side.
I know, Pinkberry's kind of an Orange Lounge Radio thing, but I don't know.
I would take Pinkberry because I would take free Pinkberry because they're so goddamn expensive for what you get.
But
like,
seriously?
I'd rather go. I'm so ghetto. I would rather go to Big Spoon Yogurt or Yogurt Garden because they're like, you know,
Yogurt Garden.
Yeah, Yogurt Garden.
Now we're stretching. All right, like seriously, Extrover, you need to have that peanut butter Pinkberry with the jam on it. It's so fucking
every
good.
Every single freaking Pinkberry that you guys have, like, you know, suggested and I've, like, had or whatever, like, it's just okay. Like, you know, you need to wow me. I need to be wowed.
I want to go back to the Twitter because I'm mad at you right now. All right.
You know what? You can go. fuck your pink berry with your pink berry friends. I'll, you know, what's this new pink berry I'm supposed to try?
Peanut butter with organic strawberry jam.
Peanut butter with orgasmic strawberry jam. Okay, I got it. I'll try it just because you said so.
All right. Moving on. One more tweet here from Girls Gone Wow Show, GGW Show. Yay, our friends.
Yay. At Girls Gone Wow. Sorry I wasn't able to be on your show that other time.
I know, so rude and hateful. Saying you're too busy eating Chipotle.
I was getting Chipotle'd. More like it.
Regarding the topic of the week, I'd like to see more about the Draenei and Velen. I think that had come up a little bit last week. Like, the Draenei kind of really got ignored, like, a lot.
Even in the expansion they got introduced in, there was like, okay, well, we're going to have this one character that's Draenei, and we're going to tell you that you guys, you know, were crash-landed on Azeroth. And now, you know, there's a lot of Blood Elf, though. Like, so pay attention to that.
Right. So. Girls Go Wild show follows up with, or perhaps batshit crazy Sylvanas stories. I agree. We could use some more batshit crazy Sylvanas. Like, I know she's a Horde character, but I'd like to see more of her in the Alliance stuff.
You know, I think her voice, I've figured out what her voice reminds me of.
Hmm.
Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager.
Really? How so?
Yeah. Because she's like, Arthas, Harry Kim, B'Elanna. You know, she has that little, like, you know, monotone, like, you know, engage.
Tom Paris. Know. Paris. Tom.
Tom Paris. B'Elanna. Harry Kim. Kes. Yeah. I saw that episode where Kes turns into powder, you know, from that movie that guy, like, explodes in. Like, she totally was powder in that episode. She was doing telekinesis and, like, a bunch of weird shit was going crazy, and I'm like, oh my god, is her skin gonna grow white, and she's or changed to the color white, and her hair's gonna fall out, and she's gonna wear those weird sunglasses, and she's gonna bend a spoon. She's totally gonna be powder by the end of the episode. And she was.
Last tweet from Girls Gone Wow Show says, I'm pulling an Extifer for a bit. I really hope the next expansion will be more engaging than this one. I'm in an MMO slump, frown. So aww. You're not the only podcast host to have taken a hiatus, a siesta, a break from mm-hmm. World of Warcraft.
We should get together and have a siesta fiesta. And
a nap party?
The Star Trek Voyager episode where Kes turns into powder. That'd be awesome.
How about emails?
We'd have to figure out this PAL NTSC thing going on.
Isn't it all like, Blu-ray now?
I guess. No, there's still PAL NTSC.
Can I read the emails?
Whatever. I'm trying to get this show done anyway.
Could
so go
we
ahead.
Possibly have? Oh, I'm sorry. Is Big Brother coming on? I'm sorry.
Actually, it is, but I'm not like.
Would you like to know the results?
All right. No emails. No. Holly is emailing us. Hi, guys. Just wanted to comment on Rob's feeling that there was just something about it that didn't pull him in. And I believe this is about Rift because the subject is Rift versus WoW activity level. I get what you're saying. I still enjoy it, but it does not have the, oh my God, got to play every day or I'm missing out on life. Oh my God, that WoW did back when I liked it. But for me, this is a good thing because I don't want to go back to feeling like I need to be on the computer every day. I become very, very casual and I'm enjoying myself. I log maybe once every 2 weeks. I can see Rift as a good alternative for people who do not want the intensity of WoW, which always seemed a rushing fest of hyperactivity. Thanks, Holly D. See, I don't know if I totally agree with that because I did see a lot of that in Rift, or at least it was more like part of the reason I just couldn't super get into Rift was that I was really kind of overwhelmed, and especially those world events were happening like every other second, and I felt like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing like every one of these. Maybe I was here's where I'll meet you on this one, Holly. I think I was implying the WoW mentality to Rift, and that's what didn't work. I don't know if that makes sense.
I just thought the game was ugly.
No, it actually
it's
does.
Not that
and that's
bad.
And that's with any kind of like MMO. I started playing Crimecraft on Steam just for the fun of it. And to be quite honest, I still had the same mindset as kind of that of being WoW, and it wasn't. And it's kind of like, after playing it for a while, I was like, I can't do this. I have to play WoW again. So, I mean, but you can have that effect on you, so.
Part of the reason I am really interested in Guild Wars 2 is that they're really threatening that they are going to challenge every convention of MMOs that we know right now, which is basically them saying, we are really not going to be WoW, which is interesting to me because Guild Wars is one of those games that's kind of there with Rift, where it's like it's the game that people go to play because they're sick of WoW.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks really good. I was watching videos on it, the other show that we did, and it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying
I
not to get
thought
my
it looked
hopes
really
up.
good. Yeah, but there's always going to be that
Yeah.
level of hype that, you will eventually see through.
Of course,
So.
Skyrim's coming out in a couple months, and it'll be like, what's an MMO? I've got Skyrim to play. And now Dragon Quest X is apparently going to be maybe an MMO. I don't know. It's sounding more like White Knight Chronicles-ish to me. But anyway, that's another
Yeah.
show.
You're not talking about PSO2. Why aren't you talking about PSO2?
Is that out this year, or is that 2012?
No word yet.
That means 2012. All right.
Probably.
Probably 2014.
Last email tonight from Flacco Jones. Flacco Jones emails us,
Surprise.
hey guys, I think you should show a bit more respect for Flacco Jones.
What?
You don't say surprise, you say surprise.
You know what? I can't do that level of gay that you can do so well. So I'm just gonna pass it
All
on to
right,
you.
let's try one more time. Our last email
I
tonight is from.
love Flacco Jones. I'm so happy that he took the time to email us and or tweet us.
Much better. All right. Hey guys, nice to have you back after a week off. Speaking of back, I'm back to playing WoW again, thanks to Linaya's winning artwork and generosity. Apparently, Linaya is on break from WoW as well, won that code, and gave it away to somebody on Twitter, and Flacco Jones was the lucky winner. So that was really cool. It's like a pay it forward with Horde House listeners. It's so adorable. All right.
Oh, I have to talk about something about Flacco Jones, by the way.
Should I read his email first, or do you want to talk gossip first?
Well, maybe no. This isn't gossip. This is something I saw firsthand. I don't know if he's going to talk about this in his email, but maybe I'm Trump, stealing his thunder.
All
But
right, let me read the email.
go ahead.
Yeah, you sit there and you wait. All right. As I was leveling through Storm Peaks, I ran across a bug where I lost my Hildnir, which is the Lady Frost Vykrall costume, and it wouldn't reapply when I flew back to their village. I didn't know what to do, and I really wanted to finish the quest chain I was in the middle of. Since I was playing on a controller at the time, I didn't want to get up and switch over to Google it, so instead I checked Blizzard's in-game help screen, and right there in the middle of the top issues page was a workaround for my issue. I had to start outside of the village and enter on foot and not through the air to get my giant blue lady costume back. I think the help screen was great and saved me from putting in a ticket or looking it up on the internet, and best of all, it saved me from getting up off my couch. Have you guys had any experience dealing with the in-game help system, good or bad? All right, hold that thought. What's the story?
Oh, well, he mentioned it briefly, but he's been playing WoW on his PS3 controller. He was able to configure it so that he can play it on his PS3 controller. And so I was able to watch him play for a little bit on it, and he's able to, get around, and he mapped all of his keys, the only thing that he has a problem with is moving the camera. Apparently the analog sticks are a little too sensitive. So the moment you press it, like the camera's like panned around like too far.
How does
But
that work? How do you do all those abilities?
well he just I from what I understand, he just mapped the abilities to his key to the four main keys, and then he has like maybe an alt switch button, and I'm assuming it's the trigger where he can press it and then hit another key and it'll go to a different set of keys. I might be getting that all wrong, but it's he was able to do it
That
just fine.
sounds
I saw
kind of like how Final Fantasy XI worked, I guess. So,
Oh, really? It
yeah.
was pretty cool to see him do it. The obvious drawbacks are, you don't have access to your chat like right away, or whatever, unless you have a keyboard you know, with you. And of course the camera movement, but it made me think about how, you know, possible it could be for them to port the game over, you know, with a few tweaks, to the cameras and, possibility of adding, the little keyboard that comes with that's for the PS3, maybe in the package. So I don't know. It's like,
And how did he do all this? Did he just hooked up the PS3 to the computer and it kind of recognized it as a joystick or whatever?
You know, he has a he ordered a thing off of eBay that allows him to play emulator games with his PS3 controller, and I think he used that same software, but I'm not totally 100% positive on that. But,
I wonder how hard it is to get a 360 controller working. I mean, don't get me wrong, the PlayStation 3 controllers are like superior, but the nice thing about 360 controllers is because since they're Microsoft, you plug them into your Windows PC and it picks it up. It knows it's a 360 controller. Everything's already mapped. It's great. In fact, when I was playing DC Universe during the beta, the DC Universe on the PC would recognize your Xbox 360 controller and treat it like a PlayStation 3 controller. It was really funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's why when I played some of the games like Mass Effect or Fallout, I was using my – actually, I used a Xbox used an Xbox controller that I had, so.
Yeah, and, you know, it just goes back to that whole, you know, age-old comment from Blizzard that they wouldn't port the game over to a system because, you know, obviously it's not built with a console system in mind, but – you know, maybe it is possible. I mean, it looked fine to me. He was fighting and he was moving around. He was doing quests, you know, all with the use of a controller. So,
wow,
it was interesting. Anyways.
All right. Well, since we totally just ignored the question he actually asked, let's go back to it. Have you guys had any experience dealing with the in-game help system, good or bad? I'm going to be honest. You're asking me to do reading. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah, and Rob doesn't know how to read.
No, I don't. I actually haven't really had a lot of reason to use help lately.
To read, yeah.
Or to read, besides internet. Well, I have to be able to read so I can read internet gossip.
No, you just have Salacious Pop read for you.
You're right.
Or you can do Braille. I don't know why I just brought that up.
I can't do Braille. Look, for real though, I'm trying to like literally think of a time I used the in-game help system. You know what's funny? I think it's just hard-coded in my brain that when I have a problem, like Flacco Jones, what you just described, because I'm playing on the PC and I don't have like that couch problem that you had, I just hit Alt-Tab and go to Wowhead. And
No. What he does is he's like, oh my god, I got a problem! Salacious Pop! That's what you do.
Salacious Pop!
Yes, I call...
What's the answer to that problem? Problem.
Two things. First off, it's not like I call him Salacious Pop around the house.
Salacious Pop!
Second off, didn't you just tell me that you couldn't do a high voice like not even 5 minutes ago?
Whatever.
I believe you called my high voice. What was it? Miklatov, what was it he said? Too gay, I think it was?
You know what?
Like I was paying attention, for real. Come on.
That is different. Because I do it right, and you do it wrong.
You're right. You know what? When I just heard that little clip of what you were doing there, Extifer, it sounded like an episode of this podcast. It really did. It sounded just like me.
Salacious Pap. Salacious Pappy.
That's what you call him. You're like,
Pappy? Can you change my diaper, Pappy?
That's what you do in the bedroom. Oh my
god.
This
is such an awkward conversation.
I feel powerless and helpless to stop it. Anyhow.
Well, because you know it's the truth.
Shock and horror.
X-Link, how about that in-game help system? Have you ever used the in-game help system?
Hell no, I'll just use Wildhead.
Miklatov, help me out here.
When I have a problem, though, I like, for example, with like he went with his problem, I just like try to log out, log back in, and hope maybe it gets fixed that way. But if like push comes to shove, yeah, I would probably use it so to try to figure out the answer. Because I'm kind of lazy also, I just don't like looking stuff up unless I really absolutely have to.
And Miglatov?
I just ticket a GM. I don't read anything because it's not worth my time.
You do not. Do you really?
I seriously do.
What was the last thing you ticketed a GM for?
He couldn't log in.
Hello?
What was the question?
What was the last time you petitioned a GM for?
When I didn't get my satchel for being a healer in a dungeon, I was mad. And they're like, oh, sorry, it's a known issue.
That's a legitimate complaint. What was the last, like, really dumb thing you petitioned a GM over?
I didn't get credit for a kill. Really, that was the last
like
thing
on
I
a
did.
Quest?
On an achievement. And even though it showed that I had done that dungeon like 50 million times.
I guess that's kind of legitimate, although I don't know, it's pushing it. It's pushing it. All right. That does it for the emails this week.
Oh, wait, you didn't ask me. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
I'm not Salacious Pop. I can't, you know, I'm not on your mind, you know, 24/7.
Heaven forbid you actually answer the question that a listener asks. So please, by all means.
I don't stick my penis in your butthole or anything.
By all means, Extifer, when was the last time you used the in-game help system?
I used it a few times, but the one that comes to mind is when I've gotten stuck before and I looked it up and it told me how to get unstuck. But that was before they do the fancy unstuck button thing.
Isn't it just the use your Hearthstone? Last time I used the unstuck button, it just used my Hearthstone.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn it, now my heart's on cooldown.
It didn't used to do that, though. It used to, like, move you a few... It used to bump you or whatever. There was a thing that they would do or whatever. I don't remember what it was. It's been a long time. I don't know. Wow. But I just remember it was different before. But otherwise, I don't remember anything else I've used it for. But I know I've used it more than once.
I just alt-tab and go to WoWhead. That's my serious answer. Like,
I do that, too. I go to WoWhead.
It's more organized than WoW's in-game help. But to be fair, I haven't really tried to use WoW's in-game help. But, like, WoWhead will tell me, like, what I really want to know about a quest, too. Like, not just bugs, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So. All right. Well, that was it for emails at hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Hey, send us emails for next week. And tweets, twitter.com/hordehouse. You should also send us tweets for next week. That brings us to the end of the show. Sadness.
Yay. Uh-huh.
All right. Don't cheer for the end of the show, Miglatov.
He always cheers for that. You should know this by now.
Just for that, you're going first. So thanks for being here, Miglatov, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Nope.
X-Link, thank you for being here again as well.
Thank you.
Wynn
and McDonald's, if anybody's out there for McDonald's, please, you know, call, email. Be more than happy to sponsor. I could really use some free food.
You more free fast food sponsors. No, I want Pinkberry. I don't want McDonald's.
Pinkberry down here. If there was Pinkberry down here, then I could say yeah. But
they're taking over the world. Just you wait. Any final thoughts for listeners tonight?
Get a Thinicator and don't be a dumbass like I did and drop it from your account. Just wait a few weeks if you have to.
I'd like to thank myself for being on the program and putting up with Extifer. It was a challenge as always. And my final thought is pistachios are really good. Really good, you guys. And I just like What is that, the noise of a pistachio?
No, that's the noise you just made.
I think I'm going to listen to some Milk Tea.
All right.
Oh, it was a donkey.
Anyhow, Extifer, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And,
aww, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I know. You have any final thoughts for listeners? Nope? Okay, well then, good night.
I think I know what you're going to do once the program's over. You're going to be like, Salacious Pip! Take me to Pinkberry! Salacious Pip!
I know better than that because it's Thursday night. And if I were to say that, I get reminded that it's a raid night and we can't go to Pinkberry on a raid night.
Salacious Pat, take me to Pinkberry on the weekend. Salacious Pat.
That's what you're going to say.
Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to this very interesting episode of Horde House, but aren't they all? We hope you enjoyed.
You're welcome.
Tell a friend or two about the program. Visit our website at hordehouse.com. Friend us on Facebook, facebook.com/hordehouse. That's it. We'll be back next week to talk more news and whatever other antics Exfer decides to put us through. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.